Hong Kong now has an ambition to become a global crypto hub. What is behind Hong Kong's ambition to achieve that?
There's a lot because within these 2 3 years, COVID, international economics, that makes a lot of changes in Hong Kong. And especially I think 2021, 22, many things switched to Singapore. And we can sense that especially our business partner or a lot of crypto firm switched their headquarters into Singapore. And because they are the earliest members in APAC launched their crypto license scheme. And Hong Kong is de delaying their ambitions in crypto. But Hong Kong used to be the pioneers in the crypto and blockchain development. So I think now, 2023, they are catching up with the trend. So they need to spend more dedication and more resources about regulation and maybe attracting more international players in Hong Kong.
And it's all aligned with the broader Chinese strategy when it comes to blockchain, because China has banned crypto, but it's very bullish on the prospects of Web3 and blockchain.
Yeah, that's really complicated in terms of the relationship of blockchain usage and crypto usage. And I know that several of our clients is still serving blockchain technology in China, but they can't do any kind of crypto related business. So they need to do a spin-off, or they need to cut their business up when it is related to crypto. I'm also quite that would be a challenge that maybe some Chinese firm, they set up their entity in Hong Kong and doing crypto business. That might be a challenge for how to maintain the relationship and set up the boundary between, oh, maybe it is a Chinese native firm, and do they have an office in China, and will they get a license in Hong Kong? How that will be happen? I think that's the problem I think Hong Kong government will tackle within this year.
You mentioned Hong Kong, we mentioned Singapore. Singapore has achieved a lot in the crypto and blockchain space recently. Will Hong Kong be able to catch up?
I think there will be two aspects to discuss. So Singapore definitely the pioneers to be regulated. So they enjoy many benefits, especially talents and companies already move into Singapore. But however, for their regulation, that will be quite strict for many companies that are aiming to get the license in Singapore. There is not that much successful cases in Singapore. So I think there will, if Hong Kong government is willing to loosen the requirement and loosen the restriction to get a license, and make more company is able to achieve that, so Hong Kong will stand up. But if Hong Kong is keeping up a really high standard and keeping all the new joiners out of the gateway, that would be in a pretty much of disadvantage.
Hong Kong also has a, some would say, a strict regulation when it comes to crypto. A year before the collapse, FTX has moved from Hong Kong to Bahamas because of the regulation.
So for FTX, I think all of the Hong Kong crypto players or all the people involved in the crypto industry in Hong Kong must be really familiar in FTX. And after that crisis, I think all of the leaders of regions in APAC or in United States raise the awareness of, or even that kind of well-established firm might have this kind of crisis. How's the rationale behind the company? How their business actually work? It's nothing we currently understand as a non-crypto players. So if government need to regulate the firm like FTX, they need to first understand how the business work. And now I think SFC, Hong Kong SFC, is publishing a quite clear standard by taking rationale from a hash key and OSL, which is two exchanges in Hong Kong, already got the license in institutional and also retail. So they take an example from these two firms and learn how the business should run, and also give a really clear standard for the upcoming applying firm.
When we talk about Web3, we also talk about the Web3 talent. How do we develop that? And from all the records, China and Hong Kong have gone very far in developing the talent.
Oh, that's a really good question, because I'm joining the crypto industry 3 years ago in recruiting. So at the beginning, all of our talent pools are from two main sectors. So the first one is traditional finance, and the second one is internet company. So as we know, China shared a really massive internet talent pool from Alibaba, from Tencent, from many Web2 gaming companies. They have a lot of candidates who are interested in crypto. So at the beginning, the talent hubs are formed by either Web2 candidate or a lot of traditional finance TradFi candidate. So as we can see nowadays, many top tiers management are from TradFi in Hong Kong. Like for OKX, they have Linus. Like for Gate.io, they have Kevin. All of them, especially who is going to apply the license in Hong Kong, they have to be a responsible officer. And responsible officer, most of them must have a TradFi experience, which has been licensed and monitored by SFC.
And considering the Hong Kong's place as one of the hubs in Asia, how does that fit in into the broader area of East Asia? I guess there is a lot of talent in ASEAN countries.
Yeah. So, like for Hong Kong, I think the greatest competitors in terms of regions must be Singapore. But I know that for the crypto development, especially in talents, there is a lot of talents in Taiwan, in Vietnam, also Bangkok, in Thailand. Most of the some of the company, when they try to relocate from China, out of China, many of them went to Vietnam or Thailand, Singapore, this kind of APAC region. And now many of them are going back to Hong Kong, because Hong Kong is much more closer with the mainland China. So I think the Web3 candidate in nowadays is quite well developed.
How do executives from the Web2 companies react to the all of these opportunities that appear in Web3? Because a lot of the companies that you would recruit for are still startups, and many of these executives came from like mature corporations.
Yeah, because especially for the executive levels, changing their whole careers from TradFi or Web2 to Web3, that would be a huge risk or maybe adventures. But from my cases, from my experience, many of them are willing to take this step, because either they are really believing in crypto or blockchain, or the second one, the blockchain or crypto industry are giving out a huge incentive for them to join it. For them who are going to take a step out, most of them are treating as a co-founders, entrepreneurs, or they are taking a really important role in crypto. So they can add the value so much, which will be a really important incentive. And the second thing is the company must be giving out more especially in salary or compensation to the executive willing to join in a more adventurous environment.
So there is a lot of interest in executives joining such positions.
I can definitely say that, but after Luna, after FTX many crisis, I think at the beginning of crypto booming market, it is in this situation, especially for 2021. However, you know, after Luna, after FTX, many firms is in restructuring, or either they are the entire company collapse. So the cases is getting less and less. But I can guarantee that at the beginning, it is the case. People jumping out from Web 2 or TradFi is getting a huge increment.
Also, one of the important things about the Web3 is the development of talent. There is a pipeline of the young developers that are now starting to get into the Web3.
That's a really important talent for us, because there's quite a different mindset between Web2 and Web3 developers, especially some Web3 developers are specialized in blockchain development, which is a pretty new kind of coding and also thinking mindset for lots of developers. So I think there is more and more learning hub or training center, or even some firms are giving out certificates for some developer after they conduct some training to make sure that there is some qualification and also maturity of training within the industry. The bar is keep raising. Like, I know that for OKX, Crypto.com, especially they have headquarters in Hong Kong, they are quite dedicated to publish more training, and especially for developers and also Web3 employees.